News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, President Trump called on world leaders to, quote, isolate Iran's regime as long as its aggression continues. He accused Iran's leaders of sowing chaos, death, and destruction. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani responded by accusing the Trump administration of economic terrorism and having a plan for overthrowing the government in Tehran. In addition to criticizing Iran, Trump also denounced China for what he said are the country's unfair trade practices.
I have great respect and affection for my friend, President Xi, but I have made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable. China's market distortions and the way they deal cannot be tolerated.
Trump also said his relationship with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has helped ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. He did not mention Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election or its interference in Syria. The U.S. Senate's partisan fight over President Trump's embattled Supreme Court nominee intensified Tuesday, less than 2 days before Judge Brett Kavanaugh and one of his accusers are expected to testify on whether the nominee committed sexual assault as a teenager. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee have hired a female lawyer to question Kavanaugh's accuser at Thursday's hearing.
The Senate Judiciary Committee's not identifying the lawyer, whom it says is an experienced sex crimes prosecutor. Republicans want a woman to question Ford, since all 11 of the panel's GOP members are men. Ford's lawyer objects to the hearing, saying it's inconsistent with the GOP pledge to avoid a circus.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns the Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is spreading to new parts of conflict-ridden North Kivu province, including areas that border Uganda and Rwanda. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO Health Emergencies Program Chief Peter Salama says increasing insecurity and community mistrust are hurting efforts to prevent the deadly Ebola virus from spreading. He fears the combination of these and other factors could create ideal conditions for an epidemic.
A perfect storm of active conflict, limiting our ability to access civilians. Distrust by segments of the community already traumatized by decades of conflict and of murder.
The head of the German Bishops Conference, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, apologized on Tuesday for the sexual abuse of almost 4,000 children over a period of nearly 70 years by members of the clergy in the country. Marx said those who are guilty must be punished. A report released by the conference on Tuesday said 3,677 people were abused by clergy between 1946 and 2014. It said more than half of the victims were 13 or younger, and most were boys. The disgraced American comedian Bill Cosby has been sentenced to prison for 3 to 10 years for drugging and sexually assaulting a college worker in his home in 2004. Associated Press correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
The man, once known as America's Dad, has now been legally classified as a sexually violent predator. Cosby was convicted in April of drugging and sexually assaulting Temple University women's basketball administrator Andrea Constand in 2004. Cosby's lawyers had argued for house arrest, given that Cosby is 81, legally blind, and needs help moving around. Cosby declined to address the court before the sentencing. He sat back in his chair with his head on the headrest as the sentence was read. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The number of babies born infected with syphilis in the United States has more than doubled since 2013, according to a report released Tuesday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The federal agency said the number of babies born infected with congenital syphilis, where the disease is passed from the mother to the baby, increased 153% from 362 in 2013 to 918 in 2017. Syphilis is easily treatable with antibiotics. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
The Voice of